Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit, yakha umzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Ah, awesome, beautiful sounds coming there from Mangaliso, coming out from the news. And the song, Ruler of Everything. That's our God. That's our Father. He's the ruler of everything. 15 minutes it is, just after 1. Do you remember that? Heart to Heart, who's with you up until 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, Germany, Johan also will be saying good day to you. And I believe that he will be in the studio today. And we'll be saying hello to him live in the studio today. Looking forward to that. And I know that he won't be alone, but he will be with Mama Louisa. Mama Louisa will be coming together with him. So we're looking forward to that. But at this moment in time, I'm also honored and excited to be talking to my queen. Eish, Maria's month and the good day. Yo, month and the good day. And then after everything, you're like, it's month end. Hi, man. Talking to Pastor Pepe Sile Khobotso Tetsi. Hi, my queen. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mangile and the Radio Pulpit family. I'm excited to be back.
Yeah.
It's really cold these days.
Yeah, but you see, with these months that are 5 weeks long, yo, figagate, man.
It takes long. Yeah. I don't even notice, eh?
Yeah, it looks like
I thought time really flies.
It feels like
pressure that comes.
Yeah, it feels like it's been months. Can't you know? Can't you know? It's just a month. Oh, well, we are back with you today, and we are looking at the book of Joshua 1 from verses 11 to 15. And today's topic, Muruti, you say we should be looking at the scripture and find these words, not rest until all have rested. Do you mind taking us through this and taking us through the journey first before we can even go to today's teaching?
Yes. You know, the topic, it sounds poetic, right?
Yeah.
And no rest until all have rested. But it's actually scriptural. It's words spoken by a man whom God has entrusted with a big mandate, a mandate of helping the Israelites cross over to Canaan.
Yeah.
Often when we talk about the story, we refer to it as though the crossing over happened at once. It was like, yo, Canaan is open. Mm. Now it's time for you to cross over. But the Bible then, when you read backwards in Deuteronomy, it talks about the fact that the Lord said to them, I will not be able to remove your enemies all at once, simply because you are a small nation. If I do that, if I take you to Canaan, there will be more space that is left unattended. And then the beasts will fill the land and they will overpower you. So that's where our message of today will be coming from. So let me not finish the juice.
No. Let's go on. You know, we are like, our ears are sharp.
Yes. So let's read it. Let's read it. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 11.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is Joshua talking to the Israelites. He says, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before, this land was a promised land. Now it is a gift.
Mm.
The promise has come. The land is given. But in verse 12, where our message is, then Joshua continues to say, but to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half of tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, the Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land. 14, your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan, but all your fighting men ready for battle must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. So there was a decision that the stronger man must go first. there are people that were meant to succeed first.
Mm.
But now Joshua comes as a concerned man. Joshua says, you are to help them. So until the Lord gives them the rest, as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land the Lord your God is giving them, after that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan towards the sunrise. So what the scripture is teaching us is that there's a need for us to go back and take this light that we have received and help those that come from behind. Joshua is saying, you cannot settle yet. Yes, you've possessed the land. The mandate was that the stronger man must go first to remove the enemies and occupy the land. But God says there's a need for Israel to first increase. So God is saying there's a 20-bedroom house, but there's only 10 of you. So I cannot say go and occupy the 10 rooms, because then the other 10 rooms, if I remove or drive out your enemies, will be vacant and there'll be no one to take care of it. So let's allow the enemy to still occupy the 10 rooms while you increase. So if you take it to a personal level, this story is also teaching us lessons around the fact that there are things that we cannot receive until our hands are wide enough. There are blessings that we cannot get until we have increased or we have capacitated ourselves, until we have reached a certain level, be it a level of understanding, be it level of wisdom, be it a level of knowledge, be it level of money, be it level of faith, of prayerfulness. So there are things that we cannot get until we have increased. That's the first condition. God is saying you need to increase, because if you cross over while you are a small nation, I would say if we cross over while we are still few prayer warriors, while we are still a small nation in reading the word, while we are still a small nation in understanding, while we're still a small nation in education, the chances of us surviving
turning back
this famine are very slim.
Right?
And secondly to that, the scripture is teaching us that because we have gone ahead, the mission is not accomplished. There are people that we must still go back and fetch. There are people that stand and boast that my husband is my first boyfriend, was my first boyfriend. I got married a virgin, but they've done nothing to produce other virgins. When you read Genesis and the Bible speaks about us being fruitful and multiplying, so the Bible does not start by saying we must, it does not say we must only subdue the earth and rule. There's a need for us to be fruitful. So first you produce after yourself, then you multiply, then you fill the air, then you will subdue it, then you will dominate in it. So without the correct number or the correct increase, we will not be able to have this dominion. So God is saying the land, Canaan, is there, but you are a small nation. So I need you to increase first, then you can occupy. But then there's a serious reminder for those that have gone ahead first to always remember. If you are already in Christ, remember those that you left outside. If when you got married and you were a virgin, take time to speak to the teenagers. Take time to speak to the youth and say, it is possible to walk this journey. We have a problem of people that have gone ahead, but they've forgotten to come back for us. They've gone ahead, but they've forgotten to come back and teach us how to pray. They've gone ahead in faith, but they've forgotten to come back and teach us the messages of faith. They've forgotten to bring back their testimonies to the church. Things God did, things God has healed them, but they forgot to come back and share their testimonies. So this message is reminding us this afternoon that we cannot rest until all have possessed their land, because the picture here is showing us that God had a plan for everyone. There's room for each one. And God is saying, it is not that I don't want to give you, but I need you at a certain level. I need you at a certain capacity. So maybe we are there on the other side. We have increased. We have the capacity. But those who have gone ahead are not coming back to fetch us. Our prayer this afternoon should be that, Lord, remind them of us. Remind them that there are people that are left behind. But guess what? As you are praying for Joshua and the other three tribes, the Manasseh tribes, to come back for you, you must also know that in your current level, you are better than someone else.
Yeah.
There are people that you must also fetch. So it is a chain because God has made room for all of us.
So is it why sometimes you would find us going through the same mountain over and over? It might wear different faces, but it's the same mountain.
Yes. And the reason for that, you know, I tried to look into this subject that we are talking about. The reason for that is that at times we go through the same mountain, either forever or more times than we are supposed to, simply because we don't know any better. Hence the need for those that have received the light first to come back and enlighten our way. So if you look at the story where Joshua is talking to the Israelites to say, get up, in 3 days you're going to cross over. I'm not sure where Joshua lived, but in my mind, I'm thinking Joshua crossed over to Canaan with the other three tribes, right? And the question is, the ones that remained, the Bible does not say anything about them having a new leader or somebody that gives direction. But it sounds like these are people that were waiting for their leaders or the stronger men that have gone ahead to come back for them. So in that process of waiting, a lot can go wrong. In that process, there's giving up that go wrong. In that process, we cannot think above each other. We are all equal. We are all victims of the same circumstances. We don't know any better. We don't have better testimonies to give. So our lives are surrounded by the same things. We only know one color. It's either it's black or white, nothing more. We don't see color. We don't see rainbow because of the circumstances that we are in. And that is why there's a need for those who have gone ahead to come back and brighten our light and say, you know what, there's no need for you to go around the walls of Jericho anymore. These are the same people that went around the wall. There's no need. The walls have been broken. Maybe their last memory was that, yo, they are thick walls in that place. But now, when we come back and we talk about the walls of Jericho, we are talking a solution. There's a God who says, go around them, and on the seventh time, begin to shout. Those are solutions that come with people that have seen the Lord, that have encountered the Lord, which is Joshua, who had a privilege to know the Lord. We had a privilege to speak to the Lord about the plan that God has for these people. Why didn't God speak to all the Israelites the same way he spoke to Joshua? It's because we are always not in the same level. God could have sent a word, and out of the multitude, maybe one man could still hear God, or two or three. So now God speaks to a man who finds it easy to relate to him, and he trusts the man to be a testimony to the rest of the people. Because as a people, we even know about Thomas, the man who believed by seeing the holes in the hands of Jesus. There will always be those of us who take time to believe. So God has to use those who live among us and elevate them. And through their testimony, we will see our victory.
Sure.
And those mountains that we've been surrounding for too long, they begin to melt by the influence of others. So what I'm saying this afternoon is that the position that God has given you is not your privilege, but a platform to lead others to greatness.
Yeah. The world says, go back to basics. The world says, go back to your community, serve your community. The world is encouraging it. And I think in the kingdom, sometimes we miss it. I think sometimes we, not always, but I think we miss it. And we even forget that in the book of Matthew, when Jesus Christ was crucified, the crowd said, his blood be upon us and on our children. And we forget that if we don't go back and we don't go back, then another generation might arise that does not know Christ as well.
That generation
that doesn't know his statutes and all that. And then their blood will be upon you and your... And I think that if, that for me is very scary.
We pray for servants of God that have the heart. The likes of Moses, a man who gave up a royal life to save God's people, to save people who were in slavery, to save nobodies. When you look at Moses and the people that he was meant to rescue, there was no link in terms of class or societal standard. Moses could have said, what do I have to do with such poor people? I'm going to sit here and enjoy the life here. But Moses did it because he understood the heart of God. So we need the Lord to help us to become the Joshuas of our time, the Moses of our time. Nehemiah says, I cannot, he was a cupbearer in the king of Persia's palace. He says, I cannot sit here and be comfortable when Jerusalem is in ruins.
And in ruins, yes.
Those are the hearts that the Lord is raising in this season.
All righty then.
Yes.
God is calling us into a deeper relationship with Him and to do right, hear what He says and do what He says, how He says it. And I believe, yo, it's that time. Can we just be the doers of His word?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
The time is 23 minutes just before 2. You're listening to Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, on your daily companion, Radio Pulpit. This is where you at. And hello to Tatana Jeremias Makamu. Aye, Fukile, Fukile. And I hope that all is well. Inkomo for asking, Tatana. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us. It's been a minute. I hope you're good, Tatana Makamu. And I don't know if you're still with Samuel, your nephew. Hello to you and hello to everybody that you're with at this current moment in time. Thank you for choosing us always as your number one radio station. We love you back. Sizagele Khoza says, power. Yes. That's what Sizagele is saying. And yeah, my family, the lines are opened. You can talk to us 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729 or Telegram 082-657-2729. My SMS line 37871-37871. Now, Muruti, I've heard those who have walked before, those who have gone a journey before and they've crossed over, they are mighty men of valor and they are established and all. I've heard some of them saying it's very hard to deal with this generation. And I remember when they one of these were saying and said, this generation believes they know it all. You can't tell them anything. You can't teach them anything new. They think they know it all. How do we go back? How do we bring about that balance? Because there's this generation that is always saying we need that generation. We need those ones who have. I'm just making an example with the generations because the Bible talks about a generation that arose and a nation that did not know Christ. And that is what we are moving away from. But we are doing what we find in the book of Joshua 1. And so how do we then make sure that there is a balance? Because I think sometimes there is that misbalance because they never listen to anyone. They know. They think they know. And these other ones saying, you're going without even imparting the balance. How do we bring that the two worlds together?
It goes back to mentoring. It goes back to teaching. I'm of the view that even when I was growing up, I heard my own mother saying, I am not like her. When they grew up, life was this and that. And I believe she had the same experience whereby her own mother said, you know, we were not like you when we were growing up.
Yeah.
This is how. So it's a pattern that goes on from one generation to another. But there are principles that cannot be broken. And they cannot be compromised by any generation. You know, So there is a need for the old, for old women. The Bible says that in Titus 2, old women, older women should teach younger women, you know, in the way of living. And that is a requirement for every generation. There has to be, I think corporates do it better.
Mm-hmm.
They have mentoring and coaching. They have buddy systems.
Mm-hmm.
They have coach systems. They have succession processes to say, we have a group of so many people that will be retiring in the next 5 to 10 years. What is the plan? How do we still maintain the institutional knowledge? And that's what the body of Christ should be worried about, to say, why am I boastful that I pray in tongues for 4 hours nonstop, but I have not imparted that to the next generation?
Sure.
What is the use of it? What is the use of it if it cannot be written down and whoever reads it may run with it? So there is a need for us to mentor. We must go back to that old time where there is mothers and daughters services. Not just women, married women, what, you know, we need mothers and daughters. We need fathers and sons. We need a program that talks to children.
Just hold it right there, Mfundisi. Just hold it right there. Let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you, Sisi Stone?
Nyaphila, Babu Nkosi. Welcome.
Amen. Mfundisi, ninjani lapho?
Siyaphila njani, Babu Nkosi?
UJesu inkosi uyabusa.
Amen.
Sesibongile, ngiyasithanda iscripture sikamfundisi.
Yeah.
Ya, ngobe yazi simkhumbuze ezinye izinto.
Oh, Babu Nkosi, try to come back. Babu Nkosi says, I love the scripture that Pastor Pepi Sile opened. Reminds me of certain things. So, Babu Nkosi, please try to come back. Let's see if we can take your call. Oh, hello. Oh, my.
Yes,
Babu Nkosi.
Yes, inkumbuzo zinyizinto ukuthi uthola umfundisi nebandla.
Yeah.
Ana 200 yabantu.
Mm.
Uthola ukuthi abantu eseyiba receive salvation la ebandleni lakhe bafika close to 10,000. Mara abahlali. Yena uneminyaka lokuna 200. Ayikhuphuki le number. Aze ezwe ubuhlungu, kanti i-ability uNkulunkulu ekamnike yona eyale 200. Angeke abakhona uma sebayi 10,000. Yiyo lento umfundisi yakhuluma ngayo ukuthi kunezindawo uNkulunkulu ekathi lindani ukuthi nize ni increase.
Then you can occupy.
Yebo, kunezinto kufuneka siqale si increase spiritually. Before sizokhuphaya. Manje thina sinokufuna izinto ezingaphezu kwale ability esinayo.
Yo.
Asilinde uku-increase spiritually. Ngisithanda kakhulu le scripture. Ngiyabonga mfundisi.
Thank you, Babu Nkosi.
Amen.
Well, Babu Nkosi says that sometimes we want to grow bigger than what we can carry spiritually. So we need to grow spiritually first before we can occupy these spaces. Just like in the book of Joshua 1, where God said, stay in this place until you have grown, until you have multiplied. And that's when now you can occupy the other places, because the other places will now be vacant, and if we drive all of them out. So once you have grown, you'll be able to even drive them out. I guess it will be easier because you are multiplied. And so he made an example with a church of one who has 200. And yes, people have given their lives, more than 10,000 people, but they can't stay because at that moment in time, it's not yet time for his church to grow that bigger spiritually and otherwise. And so wait until that time that you have grown. Yo, what a challenge, even that one. Because you want the end product. Hey, Babunkosi. Now Babunkosi is not here now. Jesus. But yeah, you want the end product because he has shown you the 10,000. You want the 10,000. And so, it becomes something else. Yeah, Muriti, you can comment on that?
Yes, you know, Babunkosi, and I love the church example that he's giving, you know, because the issue of capacity is a problem to many of us, you know. You can think of many instances where you fight for certain rooms or opportunities, but what you don't realize is that when those opportunities come, do you have what it takes to occupy? If I say now, I'm going to make sure that the likes of Usisibongile, they've been on radio for so long, it's my turn, it's my season, do I have the muscle? Do I have the capacity? Do I have the depth? Do I have what it takes to occupy that seat? And it's questions that we often avoid to answer. Somebody can say, I want to be in corporate, but do you have the qualification? Or do you have the skill? Do you have the, you want to be a leader? Are you a leader? You know, there's before the opportunity, there is incapacitation that must take place. Before the result or the ultimate goal, they must, because God does not want to give us things that will destroy us. He says, if I allow you to go as a small nation, you'll be overwhelmed by the beasts of the field, because they're gonna grow more than you. And so what is meant for good will lead to your destruction. Why? Because you don't have the right capacity. And it's a very important season for the church to introspect, to say, Lord, for whatever we are crying for as a nation, are we ready for it? Do we have enough room in us to contain it? If it's floodgates of heaven, do we have enough containers? Do we have enough rivers for this water to rest? Or the water will just come to drown us?
So find out where you're at. It's time for stock taking for the body of Christ.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
Sure. Let's take the last break. And when we come back, we're summing it up with Pastor Pepi Sile Khabotsotetsi.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Nduduzo Matse, thank you, Jesus. And that's what we are saying unto the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings at this current moment and time. 10 minutes just before 2. At 2 o'clock, we bring you your 2 o'clock news bulletin. But right now, we are still with Pastor Pepi Sile Khabotsotetsi. And we are talking about, on the topic that we have at current with her says, I have to read it correctly. Not rest until all have rest. No rest. So there's no rest for anyone until all have rested. And we are summing it up, but God is challenging us. And we say, thank you, Jesus, for these. Thank you for talking to us into our lives, for empowering us, for equipping us. And we know we can move and do exploits because we know we are not alone. We are with you. What do we say in closure before we pray for the body of Christ in this regard? Ndlovukas.
Thank you so much, Sibongile. I would say that we need to note that when we defend others, we mirror God's image or God's nature as a protector, a redeemer, a deliverer, the one who saves. So when we challenge ourselves to the book of Proverbs, there's a verse that says, we need to speak for those that cannot speak for themselves.
Yeah.
So we have to understand that we have been sent to go first because we are the stronger ones. God trusted our material. God trusted that if I send them first, they will be able to come back and strengthen their brothers. That's what the Bible says. After you have received strength, go and strengthen your brothers. So I pose this as a challenge to the body of Christ and say, if we are at a point of being content and we assume that the whole community where our churches are based is saved, we are mistaken. For as long as there are people you are passing on the streets in taverns while you go to church, be concerned from today. For as long as there are good things that you have attained or principles that you live by, but you can see that other people struggle, you need to reach out to them. If you were able to quit alcohol, reach out to those young people that are struggling to quit. You know, let's not sit and say, I conquered financial discipline, but you are not bothered how other people are making it. You know, so we have to go out. If you conquered singlehood and you are raising children, find out if there's a young girl who's pregnant in the church and you know exactly that they're not married. Be the first to reach out and say, I have been there. This is how I have done it. Because there's a lot of us that are in churches, not because our parents are there. We are there because we found salvation and we are looking for mothers. We are looking for brothers. We are looking for sisters. Do not forget us, Church of God. Come for us. Fetch us, because there is room for us at the top.
All right, Ivan. Can you just take it to the Lord in prayer? Let's stand in the gap for the body of Christ in this regard.
Yes, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you this afternoon for reminding us that there are things that you have set apart for us, but you are waiting for us to be ready to occupy. You are waiting for us to increase in prayer, to increase in knowledge, to increase in reading the word, to increase in understanding, to increase in faith. Because, oh God, you demand of us to be in a certain capacity for us to be able to occupy the land. Modimo, I pray this afternoon for that person that you have sent first, but they have forgotten. That person that you have saved alone in their family, but they have forgotten to go back and preach to their brothers. I pray that you may remind them like Joshua has done to the house of Manasseh by saying, you cannot rest until we've gone back to fetch those that still need to possess their land. Mudimo, I pray that wherever we are in each level, remind us that our positions are not a privilege, but a platform for us to go back and bring your people along. We thank you, O God Almighty, that you have a plan for each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, that our brothers and our sisters will remember that pastor who wants to close down that church, who's saying, I cannot do this anymore. The church has abused me. Lord, may you remind them that there are souls that still need to be won. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those that are still waiting to cross over to their Canaan, Mudimu, that you may give them the increase they need, that you may give them the strength they need in the mighty name of Jesus. And those that are meant to fetch others, give them the same ability, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let it not be burdensome. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Amen.
And amen and amen. David says, I think I know this, David. Okay, maybe you know David. I'm not sure, but I think so. He says, lift up as you rise. It is necessary that those that are in the waiting room fully ready themselves for the lifting. Those who are ahead, be sure to spot the next person to lift up. Isaiah 63 verses 1, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her vindication shines out like the dawn. No rest till all are at rest. Amen. Good word. Regards, David. I think we know David. Do
Amen.
We? Do
Amen.
We know David? Do we know David?
Yes. Yes, we know him, and we are so blessed. Thank you for joining.
Do you want to give him a shout out?
Yes. Greetings, Pastor D.
Wow, and today, by God's grace, I have so many Davids here that I'll be playing out with as well. Muruti, if you'd like to be in contact with you, how do we reach you?
I'm available on, and Swamile, you're the only one that saved my name so nicely. Pepisi La Khabu today. You know, I'm available on Facebook. That's my Facebook handle. I'm on TikTok, Pastor Pepsi, and YouTube, Pastor Pepsi. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Pete. We love you. Have a great one.
Bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you, family.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.